Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec Lac 2, Learn English with News. It is Thursday the 25th of April and today's news story is about a very unusual scene in central London. But before I tell you what happened, let's have a look at our keywords. So I have seven words in total, words that you might not know or you might not be sure about that I'll be using in today's news story. I want you to listen very carefully for these words and see if you can understand them based on the context. And then at the end, we'll take a look at what they mean and how I use them. Let's start with the verb sprint. S-P-R-I-N-T. Sprint. Next, another verb. Spook. S-P-O-O-K. Spook. Next, we have a noun. A double decker, and it's usually a double decker bus. What is a double decker bus? Next, a noun, saddle, s-a-d-d-l-e, saddle. And then we have an adjective, loose, l-o-o-s-e, loose. And another adjective, ensuing, e-n S-U-I-N-G, ensuing. And one more word, it's a verb, bolt, B-O-L-T. What does that mean, to bolt? Okay, so listen carefully for those words. We'll come back to them all at the end. Here is today's news story. It's a sight rarely or never seen. Horses running through the streets of a major city. But yesterday, people walking through the centre of London were surprised to see five horses sprinting past them. So where had they come from and what happened? The five horses were actually from the Household Cavalry, part of the British Army. They were in the middle of a routine military exercise when a loud construction noise spooked them, causing them to throw off their riders and race through London. Locals and tourists watched on as the horses caused chaos, colliding with vehicles, including a double-decker tour bus and a taxi. The horses were eventually recovered and returned to camp. Two of them had made it all the way to East London, more than 5 miles from where the incident started. Four people were injured, and two of the horses were operated on last night after suffering serious injuries. The drama all started during a rehearsal for a Major General's inspection, which is being held in Hyde Park today in preparation for the King's birthday celebrations in June. The group included 6 soldiers and 7 horses, with 4 of the soldiers thrown from their saddles and 5 of the horses running loose through London. Lieutenant Colonel Matt Woodward, commanding officer of the Household Cavalry Mounted Regiment, said, "Building materials were dropped from the height right next to them. The ensuing shock caused all horses to bolt and unseated some riders." Woodward also expressed his heartfelt gratitude to the emergency services and members of public who helped secure the horses. "These incidents are extremely unusual as the horses are trained and ridden on the streets of London, helping them to get used to heavy traffic and loud noises, including gun salutes and military bands." And that's today's news story. Okay, so a very unusual thing to see in London, and let's keep our fingers crossed that everyone, human and horse, involved in the incident is okay. Okay, let's take a look back at the words I gave you at the start. So the first word was sprint. So 5 Horses were sprinting past people. To sprint is to run at full speed. Next, spook. A loud construction noise spooked the horses. To spook means to scare, to frighten, or unnerve. Next, double decker. So the horses caused chaos, colliding with vehicles, including a double decker tour bus. So a double decker is a bus that has two floors, or two levels. Okay, next, saddle. Four of the soldiers were thrown from their saddles. So a saddle is a seat fastened to the back of a horse or another animal, specifically for riding. And five of the horses ran loose through London. So what does it mean, loose? Not held in place, so not controlled. Next, ensuing. Building materials were dropped from height right next to them. The ensuing shock, so the shock that followed. So when we use the word ensuing, it's happening as a result of something. So the shock that happened as a result of the noise. And the last word, bolt. So the ensuing shock caused all horses to bolt. To bolt means to run away suddenly, usually out of fear. And those are the keywords. Hopefully they are clear. Okay, thank you for listening to today's new story. I hope you found it interesting. Maybe you learned some new words too. If you missed anything from today's episode, maybe go back to the beginning and listen a second time. See if you have a better understanding with a second listen. And you can read the full transcript and test your understanding with a comprehension quiz with my bonus material, which is available if you join the Learn English with Ben fan club page. If you're interested, visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben, where you'll find out how you can join. I'll be back with another new story on Sunday.